This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Here we learn about the sin offering. But the offering is not just made because of sin, it is made to do something to sin. So a helpful way to think about this sacrifice is as a de-sin offering. It removes both the penalty and the pollution caused by sin. Now, the penalty of sin is death, and that penalty of death is symbolically transferred onto an animal by the guilty party laying hands on it before it is killed. And that transfer of guilt is underlined by these words repeated throughout this passage: "He will be forgiven." But sin's pollution is also dealt with in this offering, because sin not only defiles the person who commits it, but the place where it is committed. So, when someone sins, the blood from the sin offering is placed on the altar outside the tent. The blood purifies the altar so that their sacrifices might once again be acceptable before God. But what happens when one of the priests sins? Or what about the whole nation of Israel? Well, that's when purification has to go deeper. You see, the blood is taken into the entrance of the Holy of Holies, where God's presence actually is. You see, the higher status of the sinner, the deeper the blood of purification must go. And that's because not only is one person's offering threatened when people sin, but Israel's entire proximity to God's presence. Therefore, the tabernacle as a whole must be de-sinned. When Jesus died for us on the cross, he made a way for us, too, to be de-sinned. He is the final sin offering. And by believing in Jesus, we symbolically put our hand on his head, like those in Leviticus did with the animal. We put our faith in the fact that Jesus' death dealt with the penalty our sins deserved, and we are forgiven. But his blood also cleanses the temples of our bodies so that God, in his Spirit, might come and dwell in us. Jesus' blood not only makes a way for God to dwell with us, but for us to dwell with God. And as we saw in Leviticus, the higher the status of the person making the sin offering, the deeper into the tabernacle the blood would have to go. So, when Jesus, who has the highest status imaginable, made the sacrifice of his own blood, it wasn't taken into the depths of an earthly tent, but into the very presence of God. Through his sacrifice, we have full access to God's presence. What Leviticus and all its sacrifices do partially, Jesus does completely. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would give you eyes to see the God who has made a way to forgive us of our sins, and that you would see Jesus as the one whose blood makes a way for us to enter God's very presence.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.